Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. This episode is sponsored by no one yet, so if you want to be one of our sponsors, let us know. Hey, everybody, welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko, and Danny.
Who is about to do the beatbox intro?
On Call
with Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
On Call Classic. On Call Classic is what we're sort of calling it right now, and like in our meetings and stuff like that.
On Call Classic.
On Call Classic. Because this was pre-COVID, right? So this, what we're doing this via Zoom, okay? So if there are any Zoom experts out there who want to give us your pro tips on how to change things up, like Danny was researching earlier on about the best settings for Zoom for recording a podcast. But for some reason,
followed the settings.
Yeah, but there was just like white noise somewhere. It sounded like someone was pissing or something. Like a steady stream, right? So we're going to start doing this again just because personally, I'm a podcast fan. I love podcasts. When I go for a run, I know Danny does the same thing. If you go for a run, you listen to like an audiobook or something like that. Mm-hmm. And now that traffic is back, I think that, you know, the people need maybe an alternative to just all music. You know what I mean?
The masses clamor.
The clamor for us. So if you're part of said clamorers, welcome back to On Call. Jacko?
Yeah. Wait, what?
No, I just see you smiling there, and I see the dimples coming out, and like, all of your smiles. No.
It's great to be back. You know, like, it's just, I guess, you know, it's one of those things that we had this show for before COVID, as you said, and we had the idea that you can call someone, just anyone, and that's why we called it On Call, and see how far that call can go. And we had to stop it because of COVID, and we had to pivot into Facebook Live and trying to come up with a show that would be more suitable.
That word again.
Pivot. Yeah.
That Friends episode. You've seen that Friends episode, right? We're like, so Ross, I think he's moving into his new apartment across the street of like the regular apartment of Monica and stuff like that. And then and he gets this new couch, and he's so insistent about the fact that this couch will fit in the staircase. And so he gets the friends to help him carry it up. And he's sort of freaking out.
Then he's
like, pivot. I'm sorry. That's what comes to mind every time I hear that word.
No. We have to pivot. And I think during this time, like, we had to try to do Facebook Live and do On Call Live, which is a free flow kind of show. Actually, we tried to do a more interview type show, but we always kept running into all these tech issues.
Yeah. Right?
And then we ended up buying these mics or getting headsets for Danny, or, you know, and now after a few weeks of that, we've figured out sort of how to do the show we wanted to do for you guys, the podcast
remotely.
We wanted to do remotely with at least whatever better audio. And as Justin said, if you guys have any tips for us to make it even better, then great. But I think it's about time to bring it back. And I'm just happy that we're doing it. We're finally doing it again.
Yeah. Right? It's exciting. So, yeah.
It is.
Unflavored.
Unflavored? No. Well, I don't know. It's just different. But what I love about Zoom though is we don't get that choppy sound, right?
Yeah.
And like, don't. I feel like here, because part of group dynamics on a radio show, for example, is being able to talk over each other without having to interrupt one another, right?
True.
Right.
It's like, so you can sort of add on to it. Like what you just said right there. Right, right. But if you were to do that, let's say on StreamYard or maybe OBS, it really depends on the settings and stuff like that. If you were to say right, then...
Yeah, it would sound like Jacko's talent for sounding choppy. Sige nga, Jacko.
Yeah, it'd be like... No. You guys, what I'm saying? Yeah.
I do. It's a little choppy though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's choppy down here.
Yeah.
Bad, you know what it
so,
is.
So there.
No, but I think this is it came at the right time, wherein we are also pretty happy with our On Call Live. So if you guys haven't taken a listen, go check out our On Call Live. We have Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca
and
on
Inca.
Our live.
Inca? Di ba yun yung voice talent?
Yeah, and she was our first guest on this show.
On call.
Seeing ka?
Before.
Yeah, first guest natin?
Yeah.
What?
So if you guys want to check it out, the episode 1 is still here.
Hindi ba si Marlon Stockinger yung first guest ng on call?
Siya rin. Guest din natin siya.
Ay, siya yung sa huli. Si Inka.
Yeah, so if you guys want to check it out, the episode 1 of On Call is here on Spotify. So yeah, no, I mean...
Oh.
And now we're back, diba? Now we're here.
Tama na, Justin.
And we have
si Inka daw.
No, and tonight's guest is actually someone that frequents naman that yung live natin.
Yes,
diba?
A frequenter.
Yeah, frequents the live and...
A clamorer.
Is someone we wanted to really talk to because we chatted with him on call live, but you know, really briefly.
A relatable-aler.
A relatable-aler.
Are you a relatable-aler? Do you like bull-aler over adober? No.
Well, yeah, pag maulan, yes.
No, and I think, you know, he is the perfect guest to come back from, you know, pretty much he kind of is a parallel to our show in that
That's
sense.
True.
Parallel to our show.
As a human, I guess, as a human being and how his experiences, you know, would be
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Justin, he's like a parallelogram, you know.
So our guest is, does he say lol? He doesn't like lols because he is a director. He likes to run a tight ship.
He likes lols, not lols.
Lols. He doesn't like to lollygag. No. Doesn't like lols.
He likes out loud.
To lol. Yes. Pero ayaw niya na tulala siya, di ba?
Guys, ang corny natin, tama na.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh my gosh. Please still accept us, guest of ours. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the program, as we said earlier on, he is the director extraordinaire and voted the most relatable influencer in this COVID season. Ladies and gentlemen, let's please welcome Mr. Paolo Valenciano. Yes.
Hi, Pao.
Pao, ang ganda ng mic mo, ah.
Ganda.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It's something inspired by Martin Rivera. You know, I really appreciate, I really loved his sound. So, you know, I said, I want to make sure that, you know, especially when I guest and stuff like this, I just want to make sure that...
You emulate him.
I give you guys the best quality.
Amazing.
Martin Rivera levels.
Amazing.
That's really my dedication to quality.
We super appreciate you being on the show. Just even on call live, it's like I was saying earlier on, it's so refreshing to see someone like you with such relatable lines. Like, I hate the new normal. And whatever it is. No, you know, one time you were like, we were talking about how to deal with like criticism and like public bashers and stuff like that. And then you typed out something like, I like to just take them head on. It helps sometimes.
Wait, who was your guest that time?
Maybe Mikey.
Mikey or it could have been Rich.
RJ.
It could have been Richard Wan.
Oh, it was Richard Wan. Yeah, it was Richard
Wan. Wow, you were watching us from the Richard Wan episode palang.
I've been watching you guys.
Grabe.
No, because these online shows, so I don't know if you guys know, but I've been editing videos in-house for a company.
Yeah.
And so I've been editing ads and doing a lot of online stuff for them.
Oh, wow.
And when you're editing, sometimes just putting the copy, putting the lower thirds, the graphics, and the transitions, that gets really, really
tedious.
Yeah. And sometimes it's almost like, there's no more creative work. It's almost like you have to put two and two together. You have to put this there and all that. Your show helps me a lot, man, getting through.
Wow.
That.
Dude, that means so much.
Wow.
Yeah. And seriously, as Danny said, I think that means a lot because we actually appreciate seeing you there. On our end naman, there's we love the audience, right? We love the audience, obviously, that we get to see every week. But then having someone that we know pop up is always refreshing. And of course, as Justin said, it's a unanimous vote that you are the most relatable person.
Reliable pala.
Reliable and relatable. Influencer.
Yung show nyo, basically, that's the show, no? I'm on my screen editing with my headphones, listening to what I'm editing, right? And I could hear you on my phone. And then I'll hear lang a topic na you're talking about something. And then I'll be like, okay, wait. I hate you, Norma. Then I'll go back to work. Then I'm working again. And then... you're talking about bashing and trolls and being kind to them or ignoring. I'm like, no, wait.
That's so awesome.
That kind of like helps me. That helps me sort of like stay sane and stay awake. Like especially when I have to render. I know it's not late at night, no, but sometimes when you're rendering, you're just waiting for the project to be done. That sort of like helps me pass the time. So that's why. Yeah. Yon. So regarding, I'm not saying that your guests are wrong. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
My disclaimer. Don't worry, we can edit that out.
Yeah. No, you can only edit it out.
No, I love it.
I'm not saying that they're wrong. It's just that I'm from a different perspective. Richard Wan's my friend and I've worked with him before. And tama naman siya. Pero ako, hindi ako ganun. So, yun lang naman.
It's great. Kasi your perspective on anything, and I was in a, parang something like this with you, which in a Denise, diba? Drinks with Denise. It was the first time I really got to, I've known you for a while, but it's the first time I really got to sit down with you for over, you know, rather than pleasantries, diba? So, yeah. And it's great because you really, yun nga, as Justin said, I mean, I relate to all of everything that you're saying. You're truthful about it. And as I said before, it's that authenticity that I think you show. That there's a vulnerability there and that is so fresh to a lot of people. Because when everybody's trying to put on, you know, the best whatever thing that they could do, even during this... I mean, put it this way, everybody would have the nice clothes during like interviews. Pero pagtayo nila naka shorts yan, di ba?
For sure, yeah.
And before this one, you were literally going to go shirtless.
Nagubad ka si Jaco kanina, actually. Like, we saw Jaco's belly earlier on.
Yeah, it's so hot. I'm in a closet, si Jaco, by the way. So, because we're trying to get the best sound. So, just to give the audience a difference between on-call live and on-call, what we're trying to do. And to be fair, this is partially inspired by our people like you who dropped by our show.
That's true.
And we wanted to continue that conversation.
On a more intimate level.
Gusto ko niyan.
And because we find it interesting. I mean, you drop by for literally maybe, I don't know, like maybe 5-10 minutes at that time. And we're like, you know what? We want to talk to Pao a lot more. We wanted to see. And so this whole...
That was a great segment, too. Yeah. I mean, like, I haven't felt that kilig in a very long time. So, thank you. The last time I felt that kilig, sorry, because of Inka, ha? Not because of...
Ah, okay.
Danny.
Kala ko naman kami yun. Hindi pala. It's okay. Hindi pala tayo, guys.
You're getting Danny's hopes up, man.
I was there And
I love the concept. That's what you get for calling me Tito twice, bro. Twice before the show even started.
Off the mic naman yun eh.
But I love the concept of the show. I mean, like the fact that you guys just call random friends and then like I forgot who you guys called when I was watching one time. But I was just like, wow, this is. It's parang you're taking advantage of the fact that everyone is so connected to each other. And you turned it into a show. So that's what I loved about it. So even yon, while I'm working, all of a sudden, uy, kausap nila si so and so. Okay. Then I'll go back to my work. And then, uy, I got a comment about this. And then but I go back to my work after.
That's right.
It really does help though. I mean, like if you feel alone and like isolated. That
kami really... naman yung pinapakilig mo ngayon.
Yeah.
Siyempre, bro. I mean, like, it's a give and take thing, man. I mean, like, I know naman how to put you down then build you up again.
No, but
a roller coaster. It's a lot. It really means a lot, man.
Like, I guess I know for a lot of the people, how has this whole, because I know we've talked about it, but for the rest of the guys here, like, how have you been? I guess that's the one thing we've always wanted to ask on the show, because the original concept of the show is really to call our friends.
Kamusta?
And kamusta? Like, how are you? So I guess that's the first question we want to really bring out there. It's like, how are you?
Kamusta ka pa?
How am I?
How have you been dealing with everything?
I have been better.
Better. Not bitter, ah, better.
I am better. I think, actually, I would, sobrang showbiz answer to say na, you know, I'm doing good, I'm surviving. Dude, sucks, man. It sucks. I'll just tell you right now, it freaking sucks! So, a few weeks ago, how many weeks ago was that? Yun na lang yung gauge ko.
I think around like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, it's much better now. Definitely much better now. Great. 3 weeks ago, I was sort of like in a dark area. That's when we didn't have work talaga and it was all like presentations, pitches, bids, and nothing was materializing. Nothing really turned into income. There was no income at all.
Yeah.
Now things are starting. We had our first shoot.
Nice.
I had my first online event. Not complaining, but it's hard because I mean it's a challenge now because I have to do 4 shows to earn what I would have earned in one show pre-COVID.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yep.
4 shows, man.
I feel you, bro.
Yeah. It's almost like the humble pie, bro. The humble pie is it's real.
Yep.
And it tastes like crap.
Like caca poo poo.
Yeah. It doesn't taste that good. But I'm not complaining. I mean,
yeah, because you have something.
Yeah.
Exactly. But,
you know, like some agencies will come to me and they'll be like, "Direk, sorry ha. Ganito lang ang budget namin." And it's like 10% of what they used to pay me before. And I know that they're nahihiya or they're embarrassed to even offer that to me. But I try to just make them feel better and I'd be like, "Look, if you didn't call me for this, I'd be doing nothing." So 10% is better than 0%.
Yeah. That's so true. That's so true.
Diba? So I'd be like, "It's fine. I'm good." So
even for starters, right? Because it's gonna get more gigs, and then as you build more gigs, right? You can build that demand also. You know that's proof of demand, and then you can start to hike up the TF again, right?
Yeah, Justin, how has it been for hosting, ba?
Oh, I mean, same.
Pretty much the same.
Like it's really shifting to online, right? And like, mass gatherings. Hindi pwedeng mass gatherings.
Wow.
So and for me, it was weddings, a lot of weddings, a lot of debuts. You know, I was hosting at least one or two weddings and one or two debuts every single week. And then you have the corporate stuff. And then biglang, bam, you can't have any more than like 10 people in one room or something like that. Yeah. So it's like, okay, what do I do now? You know, might as well make a show with my friends and figure out how to, you know, just kind of get through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's why I did really want to talk to you, Pao, also about it because we're sort of in the same boat, right? And, you know, we find ourselves in this space now where we have to pivot to becoming content creators full time. Because technically, if you host a show or you direct a show online, that's still content for the brand. So you're still a content creator, right? So whether you're making content for your Instagram or content for your YouTube or content for a brand, like you're still a content creator. So we're all in the same space now. So, you know, and again, like because you're so relatable about it, we wanted to get your thoughts and I don't know, you're just
inputs,
fun to talk to.
Maybe
you.
Suggestions, though.
Yeah.
You know, people might get offended by some of the stuff I might say. Kasi like in the industry, there are a lot of people right now who
wala talaga.
Hindi. Parang there are some people in the industry who felt na I was like 2 months ago, they were saying na parang medyo negative daw ako kasi like a lot of these people were like, oh, we're gonna bounce back.
Right.
We're gonna get through this. Mm. We're gonna help each other. And 2 months ago, I was like, guys, two words. You guys don't know what you're saying. There are two words that completely killed us. They're like, what? I'm like, social distancing, guys. Social distancing.
No, you know what it is.
Bounce back? How the heck are we gonna bounce back?
You know, speaking of that, like God. my industry is I'm a musician also, and walang live music.
Wala rin
because I do lifestyle and promotions for some clubs, and walang clubs. So you can't really take that online. Like we've tried, like some of the clubs I've promoted for, they do Zoom parties.
Yeah.
I've seen the Rebel ones.
The same, bro.
Like, I saw a social distancing club in like a different country. It's so really funny.
Europe, the one where they're sitting down.
They're sitting
right?
down. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
What's
yeah.
that like?
They're sitting down and there's a DJ and they're six feet apart. It is weird.
But why are they sitting? Can't they stand and be 6 feet apart?
Maybe they could, but I don't know why they didn't think about that.
So they can, you know, at least move their hands a little bit and, you know, their hips and stuff like that.
But you know what? There's like silent disco before, right? Like it.
That's true.
Yeah. Actually, okay din yun.
But you know what it is?
I experienced that in Malasimbo.
Yeah, exactly. No, but what I relate the most is that it is exactly that. Before I had this idea na, hey, look, it's gonna be better. And then the months after months after months, just, you know, you realize... Pao was right. It was this is you know, and it's not bad. It's not bad to recognize what is. Because if you don't recognize what is, you cannot change things. You can't change it.
Exactly.
Yeah. They say that about addicts, right? Yeah. If you're an addict on something, you have to first acknowledge that you are before you can start to take that process of getting better.
By acceptance.
But I acknowledge that I'm an alcoholic over the, during the lockdown. Parang it didn't help.
No, lumalaba.
Dude, kasi like ask Jaco, he witnessed this, man. But I would be in meetings, we had a talk. We had this talk, this thing, right? And everybody is like, you know, we're going to bounce back. We're going to figure this out. And I'm there in this meeting and I'm like, we're not going to bounce back. Like, we're all screwed. Then I'll take a shot of whatever it is I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Just to sort of like numb the pain, right? And oh, you know, gosh. We had these groups where people are, oh, guys, if any of you are listening to this, I'm not saying this to put you guys down, but I'm just saying this because I freaking told you so. No. But it's like everybody saying that this was 2 months ago, and everybody was saying we're gonna bounce back. The government's gonna help us. We're all holding hands. And we're all gonna sing
Kumbaya.
Songs. Yeah. And it was so sad. It was so heartbreaking for me to see this group shift tones. Because they'll be like, we're going to do this. We're gonna share this. We made ₱1,000,000.
Mm.
And then I'm like, great. That's great. But I would always be the one saying, but.
You're the
guys,
black hat.
Yeah. But, yeah. And then fast forward like 3 weeks ago where they're already, everybody's now selling food. You know what I mean?
I'm selling food.
And now they're encouraging people to be like, you need to find a second source or what are your second set of skills?
Oh, kala ko ba we're gonna bounce back.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing against selling food. I mean, like we're already starting to do the same. My team is already selling. My people from my teams, Mandy, are already selling chicken, bro. I mean, like I guess what I'm trying to say is, 2 months ago, that's why I went through this major existential crisis because I knew we were going here, man.
Yeah,
I knew it. Yeah. Like I just knew. I was like, social distancing, unless there's a vaccine or a cure, we are screwed.
Yeah.
And we had a shoot. We had a shoot 3 days ago, 4 days ago. So this resort made us go through 2 rapid tests. Like we had to be not quarantined, but we had to make sure we were isolated 2 or 3 days before going into this resort.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to the resort, they sprayed us and everything. And before going to any section of the resort, they get your temperature. Yeah. So you'd think that this is a really safe place, right?
Right.
And I'm there sitting down, and I see these foreigners pass by me without masks. Hala. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Corona,
and
corona.
And I caught myself. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a racist. I'm like, oh my God. Like, who am I? Who am I? But you know, it just shows you that even though you've gone through all the necessary steps.
Right.
And that's, I'm like, technically, I'm working for the resort. And right. I know that they've gone through all the guidelines, the precautions and all that. And I still felt that. So what more people, the general public, they're not going to be coming out. I mean, like, we're not like the Americans who can just, you know, they're trying their best to get these parties back into these parties again, diba? Here, it's completely a different mindset, man. Talagang,
apparently, we're number one na in Southeast Asia.
Oh yeah, oh, of like confirmed cases.
That's what they're saying.
No, I think so. I think by now we should.
So if I felt that as an organizer or as someone who's in the production, what more the public, diba? Mm.
Yeah.
And
correct.
And in order for our shows to be successful, we need 10,000 people there. We need 5,000 people there, diba? And now that we can't do that, of course, I know that everything is shifting online. But I guess my biggest mistake was that I had so much pride in the fact that I had no online presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bit me
bit
in
you.
So, parang I loved the idea that my
organic
ego, I guess.
Lahat.
Yeah, that was part of my ego, eh. My part that was part of my branding. Na
right.
You couldn't find a lot of my work online. Like you had, it was word of mouth. You had to be there. You couldn't capture it. I mean, I loved that.
Yeah.
The mystique.
So that may have added to
the damage.
The damage of my liver. because when the government said, you can't do that anymore.
Patay.
That's where I was just like, who am I? Oh, am I really?
Where am I?
Where am I? and then all of a sudden, Regine and Gary V and Martin and all these artists are doing these online shows on their own.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, wow, they don't need me anymore.
Oh.
I am erased. I am
rendered useless.
Yeah.
To be fair, I saw Gary V's show and I was like, this is probably the best online concert that anyone put up. Wait. And I was pretty sure you were the one who directed.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, so there's an online concert? Your dad did an online concert?
He did a two-day concert.
Yeah.
So wait, he set it up on his own?
Yeah, he set it up
on his
own.
There was like inserts of video while he was singing. Like there were
and that
pictures.
Was ano ah. That was before OBS became a thing. Like OBS was still, they were still trying to figure out OBS. This was 1 month after 1 month into the lockdown. Yeah, so they were OBS was fairly
new.
Yeah, the moment OBS was around, they were all over that software. So they're currently the good thing about my dad, kasi is he's parang every day he's parang on a tech website or a something
learning.
And he's just like what's new every
what?
Day what's new okay that's new let's do that
wow.
Let's buy that. Yeah.
Galing.
A tech web, like what kind of tech website?
No, he has several, man. He has several. I mean,
research
like he goes
lang
on
talaga.
To several. Yeah, research. He's heavy on that. So,
but that was impressive. I really thought you were directing it. I was gonna call you up because
I was directing it remotely, but his team, the two guys that I had with him, were hooked up to me through Viber. We didn't know about Discord yet that time, but that's how we were doing it. And then I would tell them, okay, through Viber, I'd be like, okay, give him a sign, move it now. We had a technical problem with one song. We're like, okay, take that song out. Like,
and there you go. Like, your skill comes out in
nagta-translate.
It's there, you know.
But I hate it.
But you know what? Now that we're on it, like how is the rest of the famba?
Si Gab. Okay, so how do I explain it?
Or you know what? Before we dive into that, how does everyone know Paolo? Like ikaw, Jaco and Justin, how do you guys know Paolo ba?
My wife is friends with Paolo, and obviously we run similar circles. We're both we had a whole talk on being gray boys. We're literally under the shadow.
Sabihin mo na, no?
Ano yung gray boy? What's a gray boy?
Generation, you know, second generation to celebrity, oh. I guess in that way. But I like
you
that.
That's very
Game
boy?
Of Thrones. So yeah, it's like yeah. I, you know, Robin. I always go to Robin Rivera, and I went to Robin one time. I was like, you know, I feel like we're in Game of Thrones. Like I am, you're Robin, son of Martin, King of Concert. You know, and I'm Jaco, son of Joey. You know, like it's a very you know, it's a second gen thing. Eh, parang. Uh-huh. It's kind of like you know what the experiences would be like. That's why every time I see Pao, even though I didn't know you back then, like these are like Pao was one of the people, and I was like, oh, I wanna know Pao. I wanna meet. You know, I met your brother, aww, obviously. No, but that's why I was so excited. I got to meet Pao for the first time. Well, actually, talk to him for YouTube FanFest.
Yeah,
YouTube FanFest.
And I think that was also the first time you met Justin.
Yeah, so I think that the first time we really got to talk and stuff was YouTube FanFest when I hosted with Nicole Asensio, right? I think it could have been before that because of like maybe like my dad's like penthouse live. Oh my gosh, actually come to think of it, my dad, because he's older than your dad's, I think, right? But he was sort of like big in that scene where he's part of like
ballroom.
Penthouse. Ballroom. So yung ballroom king, cha-cha king of like the
Dancer
70s
then.
Or something. Yeah. And so there was a reunion, and like Kiana was there. That was the first time I met Kiana. I think Kiana was like 11 back then or 12 or something like that. I remember though, I might have met you in one of your dad's concerts, like backstage. Like I have this vivid memory of Gab rehearsing backstage in this super silver jumpsuit. And I was just like, wow, that kid's going for it. Like, okay. But then I think the first time I really got to interact with you, Pao, was when I worked with you. You were our director. I was a host for YouTube Fan Fest. What was that, 2016?
2016.
And that was, that was online, remember? Come to think of it, Pao, like you've directed online shows, like large scale online shows like that. YouTube FanFest, that was worldwide, man. Like we had thousands and thousands of viewers, and they went crazy for your craft, my friend. They went crazy for your craft.
Yeah, but I mean, to Justin's point, as a producer myself, like I was very impressed with Pao with that, because I mean, I've heard you direct concerts, you know, and all that, and for me, you know, you always have that sense of, you know, when you're second gen, you always know the parang, okay, you know, there are certain things that we get, right?
Yes.
And there are certain things that we are awarded because of, you know, who we are. But I'm one of the people, and now I know Pao is, who really built his own name separately. And I saw that firsthand when he was directing YouTube FanFest, because that was, before that FanFest, it was directed by foreigners, who were also my friends later on. But Pao was able to do it so well that year. And so, you know, like after that,
great.
I newfound respect. And of course, I got to meet Pao in person then and talk to him. I just want to go back to the
going
silver.
Going back. So how
I just want to go back to the silver jumpsuit.
Bro, tell me more. Sige, go lang, go. Bro, keep talking.
oh, Pao, alam mo, gwapo siya, John Lloyd.
Ako naman. I saw your brother in the gym one time. And I didn't even know it was him. I just noticed a guy do weights or do like some really quick exercise and then dance his way to the next machine.
That sounds like Gab.
No, and then I was like, I looked at like who's dancing his way to the next machine, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's Gab. I'm like, so yeah, just the silver thing.
Like I guess that's how I know. That's my link, naman, to the Valencianos. Mm. Yes. So we went to, well, I don't really know you, Pao, to be honest. Like I was looking through my photos. I met you once, and I don't know if you remember this. It was during like a premiere for Star Wars in SM Mega Mall. Justin, you were there too during this premiere.
You were probably like, my free ticket beneficiary.
Yeah, I'm always the plus one of Justin Carino sa mga ganyan. So I met you for the first time there. But of course, Gab and Kiana was there. and I said hi, and then they introduced me to you, and I was like, "There's another one."
What?
You know,
there's like, another one.
May isa pa pala.
There's another.
Yeah, but then we didn't really get to talk, and you were just always that. Oh, there's another brother.
I like that feeling. Na
yes, correct.
Parang I'm just the
mysterious the one.
In fact, that's what the YouTube channel that we're putting together is called The Other V's.
The yeah. Other V's. Yeah,
that's clever. That's clever. If you haven't seen the
fun fact, then this is a photo of me with Justin and Kiana during a Halloween celebration.
Oh wow.
Right?
We may never have an opportunity to do something like that anytime soon, bro. So I'm guessing we can just do it through Zoom and
Zoom party na lang.
Naka-costume.
Yeah, but so how are the other V's? Sila Gaben, sila Kiana.
Okay. I don't know how much I'm allowed to share, but they're gonna get mad at me, then they'll forgive me. So I might as well. It's interesting, an interesting mix right now because, for example, Gab, who has discovered a new passion for, like, you know, doing outreaches, which is like, you know, I love, mm-hmm. I love that was the effect on him. And, you know, part of me was like, God naman eh, why didn't you make me like that? God naman eh. So he's sort of like, he's developed a new passion for
philanthropy,
doing outreaches. Yeah, I mean, like he's texting me na, I can't believe that I'm doing this, that, you know, I find so much fulfillment in this. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'm very happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, I mean, everybody knows that ABS was shut down. So that's made things a little complicated with them. But, you know, he still naman has a lot of these endorsements, and mm-hmm. you know, they've been getting him for a lot of online events as well. So
Mr.
That's
Pure
what
Energy.
That's what they've been busy with. Kiana, on the other hand, Kiana and I are parang on the same boat. I don't know if I'm allowed to share it with you, but obvious naman eh, she went there to be a musician. How can she be a musician now?
Yun lang. Yun lang.
Sorry, Kiana, I love you.
I actually ran into Kiana, like, well, the whole reason why I know the Valencianos is from church, and right now they go to Favor, and I ran into her on the way out. I was like, Kiana, let's do something together naman, kasi I beatbox. And then she's like, but I'm leaving na. I'm like, oh, what? So yun, so natuloy pala.
Yeah, she left. And she left a few days before, I think, the outbreak. It was like a few days before. So she flew over there to start a career.
Yeah.
But God works in mysterious ways.
So does that mean she's coming back?
I don't know. I don't know. But
she
can't get mad at me because we are on the same boat. So we've been texting in their family group, and it's just like, yeah, this sucks. So
hi Kiana, if you're listening.
Hi Kiana, if you're listening, I love you.
And like, I guess, you know, with that, we're talking about what it is now, the new normal, the thing that you hated the most on, like, you know, we just had that comment, and that it was in all caps. And then, you know, you had Paolo just saying, I hate the new normal. But what about it? What about it? Other than the obvious, which is like the events and all that, what about it do you hate the most?
It was my split second racist moment.
Racist that, moment.
Yeah, that anxiety being out there was what I didn't enjoy the most. I mean, like, you'd think na, oh, you know, lockdown has been lifted, or this place is fairly, you know, safe. You know, the Chinese, the Koreans, these foreigners, you know, they're all nice people. But when you get out there, all of a sudden, your mind starts playing these weird games on you. So all of a sudden, you're looking at foreigners and you're like, I don't feel safe around them. All of a sudden, you're looking at the food and you're like, yeah, but was the chef...
Who prepared this?
How did they prepare this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're constantly battling those thoughts because you don't want, you like, when I got home, we were, I had the mask on the whole time, and that, huh, that's a whole nother story in itself, man. Just having the mask, you think, okay, so when you go out, you have the mask on for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Sure. It's fine. Once you get past the second hour, the third hour, and your head starts to spin because you feel like you're breathing your own carbon dioxide or
super
something.
Super true. Yeah.
And it really affects, you feel like you're working. I don't know if you've tried running in Baguio, but that's what it kind of feels like. Mm. Where you kind of lose, you're always short of breath, you're always struggling to breathe.
Oxygen. Air is thinner, yeah.
Yeah. So there, at one point, we were in the middle of the food court, and it was just, I wasn't comfortable eating, I wasn't comfortable being around people, I wasn't comfortable.
Right.
And I'm not afraid of the virus.
Mm.
So what more people who are actually afraid of it? You know what I mean? Because I'm not, like, personally, I'm not scared to get it. Eh. I'm just thinking of my daughter. Mm. I'm thinking of my dad. I'm thinking of my in-laws, diba?
Yeah.
It's other people that I'm more worried about. And that's that's the thing about the new normal that I hate so much. Is that when I got home, I didn't hug my daughter right away.
Yeah.
I didn't hug my wife right away. Because I just wanted to make sure. I was like, okay, I know that it's supposed to be 1 week before you start showing symptoms.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I was like, okay, I'll give it about 2 or 3 days.
I mean,
like,
before I, the same, you know, thing,
before I get intimate.
You know what sucks even more? Yeah. It's like coronavirus, it attacks the thing that we value most, which is family. It attacks
intimacy.
Physical ties.
Physical ties. Like, it knows. There's a virus, but you cannot be together. There are people that have lost people and they couldn't even be there. You know, they couldn't even be in the same room, or they couldn't even be at the wake. And what a way to go, no? Yeah, exactly.
What a way to go. I read a story like that. Yung sa Spain ata yon, it was a billionaire family, and the guy died, the dad died, and the daughter was like, look, he lived this life. Well, he was the richest man in Spain. I think it was Spain. He was like the richest man in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing killed him. He was alone, not even with doctors, in a dark room. And he suffered like a week by himself before he died. So it really, you're right. It's a bad way to go, and it just affects everyone.
Yeah.
And you don't know pa who. You don't know. That's the thing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not sure about you guys right now, but I have a mental inventory of people's, what do you call this, of where they've been. You know, like, for events now, that's what you have to do. You have to contact tracing. I think that's what it's called. Like, they need to figure out, okay, were you in contact with anyone who might be a carrier, or did you have a cough? And then, like, if you don't make the cut, then you won't be able to attend the event or be like a cameraman at the event or whatever it is, right?
And so
for me, you know, finally my girlfriend is within reach, because she used to stay in Laguna with her parents, but now she's back around BGC. And so it's like, she's within reach, but who is she interacting with that day? Was she maskless? Can I, you know, am I safe to go there? Because what if the person who said na, oh naman, naka-mask ako, hindi pala, alam mo yun, they weren't careful, right? And same thing as you, Pao, about, you know, the restaurant and the food and stuff. I went to a restaurant and I was about to order food, and then I saw the cook come out without the mask, holding food. So that's his mouth directly over two plates of food, right? And then I was just like, wait, delikado yun, pare.
Delikado.
What's that, dude? So I told him, like, but sabi ko, ate, hindi siya naka-mask. Ay, sorry, sige, ganyan. So, but I just walked away, right? But I was like, I think I need to go back and tell the manager, because that's, if that remains uncontained, and you never know, what if he's a carrier? Kahit wala siyang symptoms, diba? What if, because of being, wala naman akong COVID eh. And then preparing. Next thing you know, it takes a whole barangay or something like that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, definitely this is the time to be, you know, careful.
Cautious.
Yeah. So, but I think it's definitely good for us to talk about these things also, because maybe you felt like you were the only one with the same feeling, no? But yeah, man, like, it's crazy. Like, our I have a COVID zone in my condo, okay?
Oh yeah, you should have.
I have a COVID zone.
What is a COVID zone?
A COVID zone is a certain area you allocate in your condo or home that where if ever there would be COVID, the COVID will remain. Okay?
Kala ko it's a zone. If you think you have COVID, you have to stay there.
Dyan ka sa COVID zone. And so people outside, they can actually see me. Naguhupad ako dito. Kasi, may COVID ka shirt? Dyan ka shirt? Okay? Yeah, spray. Same. And then, so there's this whole new routine, right? I can only imagine for you, Jaco, and you, Pao, you know, I mean, you have families to think about now. Yeah. And young ones to think about, right? So, I just want to say, you know, we're with you on it, man. Like, yeah, that's wild.
And then it's that on top of me doing a shoot that I'm not comfortable doing pa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a video director. I mean, I used to be, and I stopped it. I retired from that for personal reasons because I had, like after college, that's what I did. I was editing TV commercials. I was producing AVPs for corporate events.
Yeah.
And basta, there was a long story short, I went through a really bad experience with several clients. And I told myself, I'm never doing video ever again. And that's when I shifted to live.
Right.
So now that I'm editing TVCs again and directing videos again, I'm like, God talaga? You're so funny.
God talaga? Yeah, ganun talaga si God. I have a few experiences myself. Minsan sira ulo talaga si God.
Yeah, talaga you're mapapagando. Ganun ka na lang talaga eh. Yung talaga.
You're testing me, huh?
Cute mo talaga.
Yeah, so imagine going through that and then worried about getting sick or whatever.
That reminds me of
a roller coaster of emotions.
That reminds me of Jonah, yung story of Jonah, diba? God was telling him to go somewhere, hindi siya pumunta doon. Tapos sinwalo siya ng whale, dito ka!
Bro, my story is like Jonah but without God telling me to go somewhere. So parang I was just doing what God wanted me to do. But he threw me in the stomach of the fish anyway. So parang you talaga
maybe you're like Shadow Moon, right? Maybe you're like Shadow Moon from American Gods. Kasi sabi ni Mr. Wednesday about Shadow going through all these things, right? Hitch having to hitchhike and, you know, getting beaten up and all these things. Mr. Wednesday said, sometimes the longest way there is the shortest way home. Something like that.
Wait, can you explain that to me? That's pretty deep.
So some people say so different iterations of this, right? But like sometimes the longest way there is the shortest way home. So don't quote me on it exactly. But basically what he means is if I'm gonna put you through this super hassle
easy
journey and all that. That is going to be your shortest prep time to become the person that you need to be right away.
Wow. That's basically like throwing you into the deep end of the pool.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like teaching someone how to swim by pushing them into the pool.
It's the craziest
exposure therapy.
Thing.
Yeah. Could be, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be the toxic.
Reminds me
closet.
Of, no.
Yeah. No, I was going to say
something negative again. Maybe we need some positivity.
No. I, you know what? I don't want to be
the
positivist, you know, because everybody hates the toxic positivity thing right now for some reason. But there was a story that I was, when I was a kid, and it was about a guy who had a cow, and one day the cow died. And he was very religious, he followed everything and all that, and he was like so angry that his cow died, his main source of income.
Mm.
And he was so mad that I don't know, long, crazy name story because I don't know the real story, but the angel visits him, and he was like, why did you kill the cow? Why did you kill the cow? That's the one thing that's keeping us alive. And he was like, well, you know what? Because you were so nice, we killed the cow. We were supposed to kill your wife, you know? And that stuck with me. I was like,
well, damn, Jacko.
Like, put it this way. I was a kid when I heard this story, and I'm sure they were like trying to be very, you know, like a parable or whatever, like being very nice about it. But then I was like, whoa. I have a very crazy imagination.
Same.
So I was like, oh man, that is dark. But in a time like this, there is, you know, there's that silver lining that you have to look at,
right?
Because you have to. It's not, you're trying not to be, you're not being toxic, or you're trying to be positive, but there is, as we've been pointing out, like, it's been crazy. And there is that reality that it is not going to come back. The whatever new normal we got, it's not the same, it's not great.
Yeah.
But you have to look at something, because if you don't, you're going to go dark. You know, like, and sorry, you were saying something then. Now we go negative. Let's go.
No. Actually, I do see the silver lining naman. I do see the positives. For example, I've not spent this much time with my daughter. So that's a major plus. In fact, that's the thing I think that keeps me from going full Punisher mode, na parang the Punisher, but the Punisher, but my family is alive. So okay, parang they took away my career. But it's not
they
so
away,
bad.
They took away your cow.
Cow. They took away your cash cow.
Well, yes.
You know, okay, I have a funny story. It nung March, second week of March, when all my shows na for the year got canceled.
Ouch.
So, after I got the last call, so, syempre, medyo nagbrood na ako. And then Leia comes in with her yaya, and I held Leia's shoulder. I held Leia's shoulder, and I looked at her yaya, and I was like, "Alagaan mo yan." Yan na lang pag-asa natin.
So epic.
Oh my god.
May gravitas talaga to.
It's like,
wow.
Okay, lahat ng mga Instagram posts, yan na lang ang pera natin.
Yung TikTok videos mo.
But yeah, I think yung regarding silver lining, that's why as a yung when I say that it's a roller coaster ride of emotions talaga, an emotional roller coaster ride, dude. There are days where I'm so happy in the morning, I'll get a call and then break down, and then I'll get another call, and then I'm like, oh, okay. And then at night, I'll watch a movie, I'm fine. And then right before I sleep, my wife will catch me crying.
Aww.
And then she'll hug me, and then I'll laugh because I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm crying. And then we'll start laughing, and then we're okay na. Like that was a normal, day for me. April, like the entire April was like that. And my wife never saw me cry before.
Wow.
She probably saw me cry. The only time she saw me cry was our wedding.
Star Wars.
And when my
Star Wars.
No. Like the two times that she saw me cry, she'd be like, oh my God, you're crying. Now I cry and she's like, oh, you're crying again.
Oh.
Wow, it's such a... Wala na.
Na-desensitized na siya.
No, and to the point na, siguro the last time I cried was about 3 weeks ago. 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then, Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Father's Day. Kasi I saw, I think I saw a message on my lap, like a post on Facebook, like mga one of those tearjerker Father's Day posts.
I had one of those actually.
Putik, na move ako, grabe. I was watching it. I was like, oh, I'm so moved by this. And then she was like, oh, you're crying again. I was like, wow. She didn't even hug me, or she didn't even like come to me. Like as compared to April when I would cry, and she'd be like, oh, it's okay. Ito parang, oh, you're crying again.
Yan na naman.
I was like, wow, she got used to it na. Okay, so sort of like when I talk to people about me crying na, it's no longer a sympathy thing. I'm not trying to get your pity. I don't want you to pity me or anything. It's just like, ganun eh. That's how it affected me. That's what happened. So
you're real about it.
Whatever.
And
yeah,
you know,
and that, yeah,
yeah.
You know what it is? That's what I admired most. You were not afraid. Maybe you're not afraid, or you just didn't. You know, you didn't have that filter anymore. But I didn't care. You didn't care. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I didn't care anymore. Because there was a day, Jaco. There was a day that I looked at my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, parang I was just looking at my phone, and I was like, should I share this? I don't know if people will even care. And then I was just like, but why should I care
if they care?
Mm.
It doesn't matter anymore. And then I was, and it was so funny because on the same day, that was the same day that I had all my shirts cut because I was looking at my shirts and I was like, why don't I just cut these shirts? I was looking at shoes that I had, expensive shoes, and I was like, why did I buy these shoes? like they're uncomfortable. There was just one day where all my priorities sort of like shifted,
morphed,
and then like I had a friend na yon Jaco yung NFO ko yung friendship.
I know the story. Yeah,
and then I was just like, why is she my friend? Like, why do I care about these people? Why there was a guy who added me on Facebook, and he was this guy that I really didn't like before because of work, and it was a long, long time ago. It was like seven or eight years ago when he did this thing to me. And he didn't even do it on purpose. Like, it was just something that he did.
Circumstance.
And it really offended me and really affected my career, in fact.
Ouch.
It really affected my career in a bad way. And then he added me on Facebook. And, you know, some of the people I worked with, they were like, because I messaged them, chef. I was like, "Okay, guys, inada ko."
As anyone would do.
And they were telling me not to add him. They were like, no, you know, he probably doesn't have work. He's going to want to ask for help from you. And I was just thinking about it. And I was like, you know, he's not an evil guy, and he didn't do it on purpose. So why should I, like, this isn't the time to sort of hold these petty grudges. And I could easily say, yeah, but he affected my career. He did this thing that sort of like put me a few steps back. Months back. But what matters is right now. And right now, none of that matters anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's almost like the whole industry was reset. Eh? The whole thing was put on a factory reset. So
yeah.
I could be pick on it. I could stay pissed at him, but it doesn't really matter na. You know, diba? The ones that I should delete from my friend list are the ones who are spreading the virus. Or not spirit, but who don't care about. No, that should give you an idea on the people I've deleted from my friend
by
list.
By the way, I added you na. I added you.
Yes. I accepted, bro, right away.
Yeah! Kilig ako.
May bromance dito. What's this? What's this? I see.
Yeah. Dude, So parang when it comes to people that I engage with, that I want to develop relationships with. Hi, Danny. So, you know, it just changed my priorities. It just showed me
what's like, important.
What's important? Who's important to me? Like, who? That's deep. People. Wala na yan. There's no time for that na. I mean, toxic na nga. Like.
Life is short.
That's exactly it. Life is short. You go out there and the air is trying to kill you. So might as well just stay around people who are, you know. I was going to say people who are positive. I'm not so positive pala. But I guess people who can be your true friends. People who can sort of make your life better. Like improve the quality of life. Even with work na. Parang when I meet with clients, when I meet with artists who want to do online shows, who want to do these, who have these parang projects in mind, I always tell them that it needs to be relevant. Whatever it is you do right now, relevance is so important, because if you put something out there that isn't sensitive to what happened, you don't always have to acknowledge what happened, but you have to be sensitive to the blip, basically. Mm-hmm. Like people were snapped out of existence. Blip. I mean, it's not, I don't mean to make that as, to say that as a joke, but it's what happened. Like all of a sudden, all of a sudden,
yeah,
there are people I know who are healthy and they're dead. Like, I know about three people who died because of this thing. I have a friend, I call him, he's the friend of my uncle, but I call him Tito, and he got it, and his wife, my tita, took him to the hospital. They intubated him, and while he was in that coma, she got it from him.
Yikes.
And she died.
Man.
And he woke up about, he just woke up like, I think, a month ago.
Oh my gosh. And,
my God.
Tulala, dude. As in, like his daughter shared a video of him, like a few, maybe like an hour after they told him. And he was just like stunned, because if you think about it, the only thing he probably remembers was being brought to the hospital and then waking up.
Yeah.
That's probably what he remembers.
Sorry, how long was the sleep?
Almost 2 months, I think. It was pretty long.
It's pretty long. Yeah,
it was pretty long. He just got out like 4 or 5 days ago. So,
2 months of your life.
Yeah, man. And then your wife, dude, okay lang sana if 2 months of your life, then you wake up and then everything's back to normal. But imagine 2 months na nga, you wake up and your wife is gone.
Yeah.
She passed away like what, a month and a half ago. So wala na, there's no wake, you don't see the body, there's nothing. So
my God.
I think that's why what I always tell people nga is that look, like this thing's real.
Yeah.
It also highlights the need, as you said kanina, like, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. And I think it matters lang that we try to be the best that we could be. And it's not saying that it's going to be any better than that, but the silver lining, it's a necessity na eh. It's not anymore you gotta look at it. You know, it's a necessity. It's not trying to be positive about it. You have to understand the reality of things, but you gotta look at that sliver of
hope.
And
that
this is
last
why,
thing out of Pandora's box.
Yeah, and I was looking at my hair the other day, and I could see like a lot of like white hair, and I was like, no, they're not white hair, they're silver lining.
They're silver lining.
Silver lining.
but the thing is, again, like I was telling people, nga na parang, you know, it's important to social distance, but don't be emotionally distant. And I think it's important to reach out to people. Like this is a time wherein
take it for granted. The fact that you can talk to them,
talk to people, that you could I don't know, give them a call. And I guess this is why, you know, like our show was developed even before that. It was just to reach out and to call people,
check in,
check in on people. Is there anyone right now? Let's just say right now that you just want to check in on.
Ooh, because I could totally call them like right now, like what we do with you like every week now.
Napaisip tuloy si Paolo.
Anyone, dude. Anyone. It could be a family member. It could be. Let's get them on.
And
you can try Khalil Kaimo.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna call Khalil, and then I'm gonna call him, and then I'm not gonna talk. Okay, I want you to talk, Pao. All right.
Okay.
So he's gonna be like, "What? Why is number
Wait,
one?
Who,
why is Justin
this
calling
guy first?
Me?
Who is this guy?
Another second gen.
Another second gen. Yeah.
No, he's
one of my best. One of my best friends.
Really, one of the nice guys. Honestly.
I see. Okay.
He went through a tough time as well during the lockdown. So we were talking a lot, exchanging notes.
I love Khalil, dude. Khalil and I are actually childhood friends because our moms were in theater together, Tita and Chang. And
stuff. Oh.
And we even rode like the same jeepney, Mang Jin. You remember Mang Jin from TFCA, Pao? Yon. Dumaan din ako kay Mang Jin.
My Khalil story is very different. I auditioned for a commercial and I was pretty sure I got it. It was a Royal True Orange commercial. No, I was final casting. I did my best. It was like two kids. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh no, we already awarded it. And then I saw the commercial. It was Khalil Kaimo.
Your arch nemesis.
And then I met him. He was the nicest guy. Like such
he's
a
nice,
nice
guy.
Guy.
And he's so
nice
witty guy. Too. Sige, let's see. I'm going to call him up. Sige, Pao. Yeah, no. And then you have to be like close, para. Close to the mic. Let's see if he picks up. He's gonna be like, why is Justin calling me?
Is it on call? On the call?
On call.
Hello, what's up? On call. What's up?
Cal, it's Pao.
I'm not a doctor on call. Oh, what's up?
I'm
Did you just call in on a podcast?
I'm
for your life.
You're in a podcast, yeah.
Grabe, alam mo, wow. Dapat nga, surprise lang to. I was like, wow, yeah, thought you guys were gonna like talk and be like, what? Why are you with Justin? What? Social distancing, diba? Anong ginagawa niyo? Anyway, what's up, dude? What's up, Khalil?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hi, what are you guys up to?
Jacko here. Justin's here. Danny.
Hey, Jacko.
Of course, Paolo.
Hi, I'm Danny.
Hi, Danny. Okay.
Yeah, and I guess we just wanted to. Well, we were asking Pao who he wanted to call, and you know,
make kamusta.
And make kamusta lang, and he said you.
Ikaw yung phone a friend niya.
Oh. Oh. Oh god.
So the million dollar question
right?
is.
Oh no! Oh no! Just so you know, I don't do well under pressure.
No, that's not true, Khalil, Mr. Theater
okay,
Boy.
Okay.
I mean, you were
Yeah, well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, in theater, you rehearse.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Jacko has a story about you, Cal.
Yeah, I was just telling them.
No,
because we all shared while we were calling you. We were like, oh, how do you guys know Khalil and all that? My story, and I've never told you this, was I auditioned for my first commercial and I got the final casting of it. It was a commercial where there's two guys, you know, like parang Beavis and Butt type on a couch. And I was final casting and I was so sure I got it. And then I was like, I didn't hear a call. I didn't hear anything. And then I saw it on TV and I was like, oh yeah, they gave it na to Khalil Kaimo. And then since then I was like, Khalil Kaimo.
Oh no.
And then no. But then I met
you, Khalil.
Khalil Kaimo. Then I met you and I was like, you're like the nicest guy. Like, you know, literally. But that was my story of it. Like, it's so different, you know, when you, and we were talking about how everybody meets everyone. But actually, you know what? I want to ask Pao, like, why Khalil? Why was he the first one na you really wanted to call?
I'm so touched.
No, Khalil, they were asking me about how I was during the lockdown.
Yeah.
And they asked me who I wanted to call and who I wanted to make kamusta. So I said, you know, I've been going through a tough time this lockdown. And, you know, Khalil also has been going through tough time. So let's just check up on him.
Nilaglag ka.
Heartbreak Hotel tayo. Heartbreak
without,
Hotel.
Without giving any details, you don't have to talk about anything, but at least, you know, we can make you feel better right now.
Somehow.
you have about 10 minutes of I can hear that you're laughing and smiling, so at least, yun, achievement.
We made you laugh.
Yes.
Na-unlock tayo na.
Yes.
I guess with that then, Khalil, like, how are you? How have you been? How have you been? I guess that's a way to put it.
Well, you can say that this lockdown has been quite hard on everyone, and it's been quite difficult for me, but I've been quite thankful that God has helped me because I've been able to refocus and focus on Him and learn to trust in Him more because, you know,
Amen.
It's this is something that is beyond our control and there are these circumstances like, it's like no one can, it's out of our hands. So it's really, I don't know if you guys I know this quote by Corey Ten Boom, it's like, you discover that God is all you need when God is all you have.
Wow.
I said, the world just came to a complete stop.
Mm.
Like, you have no work for the next year. Your projects are postponed until the next year. You can't travel. You can't see friends.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw Pao. He drove by and said hello. I think it was last week. And every time, I hadn't seen a friend in like 90 days or 80 days.
Crazy.
And just seeing them from afar and you can't even hug them. You can't even handshake or fist bump, nothing. And I saw also another friend of ours, Enzo. It's like, I see them and then as I'm walking back, I'm like crying because I miss people.
Yeah.
I miss people.
Exactly. Same sentiment. That sentence. I miss people. I should be. And you know, like, yeah, and in parties and stuff like that, and social gatherings, diba? Mass gatherings. You know, like for me, I really love that stuff. I love meeting new people, especially Danny. Danny's like that, right? And I know you, Khalil, you know, like, I don't know, you're so quick with everything. Like it's so easy to just jive with you in a party or something like that. So I totally get that.
I'm so excited to meet this guy in person.
I'm so excited to meet you too, Danny.
Bromance.
Danny, add mo na sa Facebook.
Okay. Oh, sige. Just so you know.
Alam mo,
friends mo.
Kanina pa tong nagdada moves eh, si Danny.
Okay. I know.
So this is what helped me get through the lockdown also. So I could say that what Khalil went through was probably a little more intense than me. Mm. But obviously, the way his outlook on life, I have so much to learn from him because the way it affected him was very positive, a very positive change. Me, I'm still medyo...
Full disclosure. It's not like I'm always positive. There are days when it's like, oh my God, Lord, why?
So sometimes I'll talk to Khalil and then Khalil will say something and I'll be like, Okay, fine. Change perspective.
I concede.
I guess, Khalil, if there is one message, I mean, before we let you go, and thank you for picking up the call. I mean, literally, our show is called On Call, and we just call whatever and see how far it goes, really. And we had Pao, and then he called you. Like, what is something that you could tell us about Paolo?
Not
a lot of people, you know, would know. Obviously, we call Paolo the most relatable influencer of this COVID season. But what is one thing that you could share with us? As one of his best friends, you know, that you could...
As one of his best friends, okay. Mm. Not many, the people who know him, you know, the people who know him. Mm. But with the people who don't know him, you know, the people know him as Gary Vee's son, but don't really personally know him. Mm. You know all those things that he posts on Instagram, those really crazy, funny stories?
Yeah.
That's his true self. That's his true self. Especially the jumping on the trampoline. You know, people be like, oh, he's this director, he's this sponsored event, you know, he does all of these things. But then yun pala, he's just really this crazy, crazy character who is just so full of ideas and so full of life. And that's his normal self that he doesn't really show other people because he has to maintain this persona.
Right.
Mm. So the COVID thing.
Pinakita niya.
Yeah, it all came out. It's like, wala na siyang outlet eh. So, dun na lang lumabas.
and to me, that's what really, you know, as I said, we like voted them unanimously the most relatable person because it's authentic eh.
He's very real.
And you know what? That's why we love Pao. That's why we like, you know, hanging out with him. That's why we like talking to Pao because the people who know him as that.
Agreed.
Mm. Yes.
And also,
Pao will be tactless but honest.
Mm. Which is what matters.
Yeah,
which is
what honest.
Yeah. Yes.
The honest part, yes.
It creates situations that are not really ideal. But at least you know you have a friend that you can count on who will tell you the truth.
Yeah, with no filter.
With no filter.
This reminds me of I trolled Sam Concepcion a couple of days ago. So Sam used to date my sister, right? And then he wrote a song. I think the song is written about her.
Mm.
So he was being interviewed on RX, I think, I think it was RX. I just saw he shared the interview, the live interview. So I joined it. You know me, I like to join these.
We know, pal. We know.
So I joined the thread. I watched it, and he started talking about the song. And so I asked. I typed in. I chimed in. I was like, "Who's the song about?" And then all of the fans started laughing, and I could see that he saw it and he smirked, and then he changed the topic. And then I, The DJs didn't see my comment, so I commented again, all caps. Who is the song about?
All caps para intense.
Of course.
Everybody. And wala na, he was red. And I just told him, bro, pretend I'm not here and just tell us. Who is the song about?
Yeah.
And then we're like, I mean, like,
that's impossible. Wala, you can't pretend you aren't there anymore. Nag all caps ka rin eh.
Yeah.
Nag troll mode ka na eh.
Pre-pressure mo naman eh.
Yeah. I had fun. It was fun. And then I told Kiana to log on also, and then,
Kiana log on?
Yeah, she logged on.
Oh my gosh!
And then,
holy crap! Oh, did he see? Did he see that she logged on?
Yeah, he. No, I was the one who announced that she logged on.
Oh my god! So,
but you know.
Oh yes.
That's so funny.
That's brilliant.
That's so brilliant.
I love it. I love it.
They've been on Kumu recently. I would run into them here and there on Kumu.
Man, I don't know. Kumu. But you're the kuya. Yeah. But you're the kuya kasi pao. So parang may karapatan ka. Alam mo yun? Well, sort of. Well, I mean, they're not together anymore. But parang and you're friends still with Sam. So it's sort of like kanchawan nyo, di ba? So I don't know.
Then Kiana went on live stream like 3 hours later. IG naman.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, and then okay, I'm not by her. She's by herself. She's in the stage. She's going through a tough time. I don't want to put her through any of that. And then she sang she played this song of my dad that my dad wrote to my mom when my mom was supposed to marry someone else.
Mm.
And he was so depressed, so he wrote her this song and told her that the song was about her.
Mm. Wow.
And I think that's kind of like what helped shift the tide at that time. And I was created a few
years ago. You were birthed into the world. Could you share the song?
I was created.
It's called After All. If you guys wanna check that song out, it's called After All by Gary Valenciano. And you know, I couldn't help it, man. I couldn't help it. And I just said, you know, Dad had ammunition, and that's all I said because Sam Concepcion's song was about ammunition. It was called Reload. I couldn't help it. I was just like, at least you know, they both wrote songs. They both wrote songs. It's just that you know the other guy got the girl. So I was typing that also, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop. I gotta stop. I'm not a fan, Jaco. I guess to answer, I mean, like you said a while ago that I'm very honest. I hate showbiz answers, if that makes any sense.
No.
I love that.
Yeah.
I hate showbiz.
You say it how it is. Yeah.
I mean, like you could be a little more. I mean,
tactful.
I do agree that you need to be careful with what you share in interviews. You don't have to tell them like if your mom, you know, is having an emotional breakdown. You're not gonna tell them, you know, my mom is so sad and so depressed. I mean, like you wouldn't do that, right? But if the press asks you something, you just say you either say that you don't want to talk about it or you tell them the truth. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But who's the song for? Oh, well, you know. Sam Concepcion, if you're listening, Sam Concepcion has mastered the art of show this person.
Dude, if Sam watches this, he's gonna be like, he's gonna look like this. He's gonna be like, oh man. Oh man. Sam.
Why wait till he watches it? Why not let's call him?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Let's call him. That's what the show's about.
Danny promotor talaga eh. First, before we don't want to take up too much of your time, Cal. We just wanted to ask you if you have a message for Pao, you know, in this time as friends and stuff. What do you want to leave Pao with today? A message from Khalil Kaimo.
Oh wow, oh. The force will be with us always.
Always. Oy, I love it.
Always.
Always. Always. Always. Always. Always.
Always.
Always. Always. Have faith in the force. We will come back. If we got Rogue One, we'll have something nice. We deserve it. After we deserve it.
John Favreau,
we deserve it.
Please. John Favreau.
By the way, to all
Help
of our
me,
listeners,
John Favreau, you're our only hope.
To all of our listeners, and John Favreau, if you're listening, Khalil makes great cookies. They're called Kalukis, okay?
Yo,
and
yes,
if you want to order and support local Filipino businesses, John Favreau, check him out. It's at Kalukis PH. Is it at Kalukis PH or just
No,
Kalukis?
He has a new one. He has a new one.
No,
he has a
salmon.
New,
yeah,
a new some dish.
Salmon
then.
My
a salmon,
salmon,
yeah.
Yes. My
so are you still selling the Kalukis or both now?
No, just the salmon right now because it's very hard to be consistent with my cookies. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Do you have ubechis pandesal as well? Ubechis pandesal?
Guys.
No.
I'm selling kalukis right now.
Right now. Sorry.
Not,
John Favreau, hindi
right
pa lang ngayon. Maybe in the next couple of months, no?
No, here, listen to this. He's not selling kalukis right now because he's not happy with the taste of it daw.
Wow.
I am not accepting
taste,
that answer. We need kalukis
okay.
in our life.
The taste is the fine. It's the consistency. It's like, there's something wrong with my technique. It's like my heart isn't in it anymore.
Put your heart back in it.
Khalil, where's your heart? You put it there.
Yeah, I guess that's his message for me. Put your heart back in it.
Why don't you know?
There you have it.
You're already here, so why don't you plug the salmon?
Man.
I've been seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
How do they find you?
My salmon is it's baked salmon with alige and tabanang talangka.
Wow.
It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's very rich. It's not for the faint of heart. I warn you, you may eat more than one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I eat it, I eat like 125 grams and like 4 cups of rice.
Baby.
Oh, man.
And the sauce is amazing. If you have leftover sauce, you can reuse it to make fried rice or use it as a salad dressing.
Baby.
Or cook your own seafood in it, like shrimp, gambas.
So
it's
where
amazing.
Do we find this?
You can find it on Facebook. It's called Cal's Baked Salmon.
Cal's Baked Salmon.
Yeah, K-A-L.
Cal's Baked Salmon on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
Nice one. Ladies and gentlemen, Khalil Kaimo.
Thank you.
Thanks so much,
Thanks for the call, guys. That was very entertaining. That was a lot of fun. That really brightened my evening.
Oh.
Happy Friday to you all.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well,
Danny, I look forward to meeting you.
Indeed.
It's Facebook.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Dude, this guy, man.
Oh, man. All right. Thanks so much, Cal.
All right. You guys have fun.
Cheers, bro.
See you, dude.
Bye.
Right, bye.
See, I told you, this concept of yours is really so fun. Like, imagine last night when you guys called me for, you know, to set this thing up.
Yeah.
So I was in the middle of having my scotch by myself. And when you called me and then you guys were laughing on the other line, I was like, oh, this is so nice. And look, he felt the exact same way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's
so I know some conception it's... naman.
okay.
Next episode.
Unfortunately, I mean, we're running out of time. You know, we don't want to take too much of your time, pal. And we're so appreciative that you're here. Thank you for being real. Thank you for being you.
Thank you for calling again.
Yeah, man.
Inviting again.
If you're down, we would love to have you back on the show. Sometime soon. We can troll more people. We can call people, whoever you want to call, dude.
Will Inka be there?
Yeah, we could. We could get Inka back. Yeah. We know her. Yes. So we could.
She's a regular now on On-Call Live. So.
I know. Yeah. I saw. Dude, I'm a huge ass fan, man.
That's crazy. And she's super killing about it too. But, you know, before we let you go, pal, I'm sure that our listeners also, there are a lot of listeners here that are here because you're here. You know, we're going to put in the title, you know, On Call with Pao Valenciano and stuff like that. And so for sure, you know, they're here because like us, they probably appreciate your honesty too. And just like your personality and like how real you are. But if you could leave our listeners with one, let's say, ray of light, one message of hope.
With one silver lining.
What is the quotable quote from Pao Valenciano tonight?
I don't know if it's a quotable quote, but laughing at yourself, it helps. Am I allowed to cuss here? Or
yeah, go.
Better.
Go
for okay. It. Yeah. This is the way I explained it to some of my friends. If a small piece of shit hits the fan, it'll piss you off, right? If it's a huge pile of shit that hits the fan and it spreads around your entire room, that's it. You have to bring out your phone, take a photo of it, and share it online. Because wala eh. What else can you do, man? You can just you can feel bad about it. You can get mad at God. You can, it won't get you anywhere.
Or you can laugh at yourself.
Or you can just laugh at yourself and share whatever it is you're feeling online, and you'll find people online who
misery finds better. Company.
Oh man.
I think that's the only thing I can share with you guys. I mean, that's what's been getting me through the lockdown. It's just looking at it from a different lens, man. That's the only way to get through this.
Awesome. So, don't be afraid to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have work? It's okay. It's okay. No, and you know, okay, I mean, to be a little more sensitive, I know a lot of people are starving. I know that, you know, it's a real issue. People have lost loved ones. People are starving. And I guess the one thing that I can share with those people, because I don't want to be too insensitive, because I know that a lot of people who have a choice, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm unemployed. I'm not earning. My bank account could be so much better. And I know that a lot of people are in worse situations. But I guess the one thing that I can leave with that group of people is that you will find people who love you, who can give you help.
Amen.
I'm not saying that it's going to be financial. I'm not saying that people will be able to send you food. But, you know, there have been people I know of. I have friends who just, you know, they took a leap of faith. They just asked for help. They, you know, they messaged me. Some people messaged my dad. Some people messaged my friends. I know stories of people who just reached out. I think what I'm trying to say is that this is a perfect opportunity for us to stay connected with our friends. And, you know, it's weird because I'm talking to some people, some of my family members more than...
That's true. That's true.
Pre-COVID.
That's like, so true.
I'm calling friends nonstop, Zoom meetings. I'm hanging out with people that I never hung out with before. So take advantage of the fact that we can stay connected. There are a lot of people who are willing to help. There are a lot of people who are willing to listen. It's healthy to stay connected, I think.
Awesome.
There.
Thank you so much.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause, Mr. Paolo Valenciano.
That's fun, dude. Thank you
so much for doing this.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm not going to cry. Yeah, my God, when you guys asked for his message, I was like, please don't make it serious. Please don't make it serious.
Pao, I'm going to link you to something later. I think it might make you cry. We're friends naman na on Facebook.
He's quickly testing the boundaries of this newfound friendship, right? Oh, that's funny, dude. Okay.
Thank you. Right, thank
guys.
You so much.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Cheers.
Have all a great right. one, pal.
Cheers.
God bless, you, brother.
God bless,
bye-bye,
dude.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I guess this is a good time to look at what we just discussed, right? And how about you guys? Just right before we end, what are your final thoughts? Let's start with Danny.
Final thoughts. It's really there's a reoccurring theme with the podcast, with our guests and what they're saying, right? Like, we're all in this together. And I guess the whole point of it is there's always a silver lining. There's always something that you can look forward to. And there's always something that will happen out of tragedy.
Yeah.
You know? And no matter what it is, there is always good to come. So, yun.
That's beautiful. How about you, Jess?
My biggest takeaway from today. Well, I want to start by just saying that I really love Pao. Like when I see his posts and stuff, and you can tell when people are real, right? You can tell when people are being authentic. And and I so appreciate that about Pao, that he is just so authentic about it. You know, I mean, given the whole, you know, the fact that his dad is Gary V, and like, and that his dad is, you know, he's like this Christian role model also, right?
Right.
And in, me as a Christian also, I've always wondered about that. Like, man, that's probably a lot of pressure to live up to also. Your dad is like this mega, you know, like juggernaut Christian. Siguro yung mga bata niya ganun din. You know what I mean? So when Cal was saying something about, you know, like, what do you call this? Having to act a certain way because the public, you know, expects this or whatever. Sort of like a political family kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're the son of the president or something, you're expected
there's
to behave.
There's certain expectations.
A certain way. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I really appreciate the fact that he's real. And, you know, like, and if there's one thing, I guess for me, the main takeaway is that I think there's this misconception that if you're a Christian, you just think that life is breezy and like, oh, there's just peace everywhere. And like, basta, I have God. Don't worry. Oh, okay. I lost money. It's okay. God got me. No, you know, Christians go through a lot of
trials and tribulations.
Trials and tribulations. In fact, it's in the word that we're meant, that we are going to be facing these things in the world, right? And so it just, it's a nice sobering picture to see what that's like, you know, for Pao. And how he's going, you know, he's very vocal about the fact that he's in a tight situation, but there's still that aspect of God, bakit nandito tayo? Alam mo yan?
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, God, you left me, bahala ka. It's still a Lord, ano na? Ano gagawin natin? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's still that relationship there. And yeah, so for me, biggest takeaway is that hard times will come.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that we have to acknowledge it first and be able to sort of laugh about it. Well, for me, because we know that we have a hope, you know?
Yeah.
We have a hope and we have hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me,
that's me.
For me, that it's similar to that. Like my biggest takeaway is no matter how dark things get and no matter how, you know, your darkest hour is only 60 minutes, you know, and you could see that with Pao. Like, and the beauty about him being real, being authentic is that you could, you know, like that's exactly my, you know, what I took away from it is that you see that hope in someone that admittedly, honestly is telling you that things are crap.
Mm.
But you could see it, eh. Even though he's telling you, yeah, how bad the humble pie tastes like, or, you know, you see the videos, you see, you know, you see him looking at, you know, having that hope. You see that, and I think for me, it reminds me of this quote, na parang it's not about waiting for the rain to stop; it's about learning to dance in the rain. Mm-hmm. And without knowing it,
love that.
Without knowing it, you see him dancing, you see him smiling, you see him jumping on a trampoline. He's learning it without even thinking that he's going to learn it.
Mm.
And that's why when I talked to him maybe like 3 weeks ago, he was in a different place.
Mm.
And now that we're talking to him now, you could see that he's in a better place.
Yeah.
Right? And he acknowledges that it's still not there and it probably would never be there. But yeah, you're real, but you're also, you have that, I don't know, vision of hope at least. Mm-hmm. Right? And you shouldn't lose that. You shouldn't lose that hope. No matter how dark it gets, you never should lose that hope. And I don't know, like, that's great. I'm happy that for the first time we're doing this again after a while. This kind of
setup
that the first person we called was someone like that, because that I think gives us that thought naman moving forward that of all the lessons we learned throughout this conversation we just gotta laugh at certain things, you know. But yeah, that's great guys.
Yeah,
I really, yeah. And I hope all of you guys had fun. We forgot to
plug him actually also. Yeah,
so you know what, if you guys follow, if you could follow him, I don't know if you could follow him on Facebook, I think you can watch his stuff, or follow him on Instagram,
Paolo Valenciano,
or watch out for the other V's on
YouTube.
Right, I've seen the trailer. It is amazing.
The other V's.
The other V's. Brilliant name. Brilliant guy. Follow Pao, because not because, you know, like kami will tell it as a friend. Like we're telling him like, hey, it's a great guy, you know, it's funny. Watch him. And then let's have a talk. No, it's one of those things that you gotta see it. As he said, and you know what? He's living it right now. He's saying like, oh, you know what? I take pride doing events. Like, you gotta be there, you gotta see it. He's giving you that opportunity right now. If you follow Pao, watch his videos, check out him as a human being and as a person, and then talk to us.
Mm.
Because you have to see Pao to believe the, you know, why we all unanimously say that he is the most relatable influencer. No, but he's also the best, one of the best people.
So, love it. Okay. Thank you so much to everyone who's tuning in. If you are a consistent Spotify listener or a consistent, you know, specifically audio listener of this show, we apologize for not getting
uploading
to you right away. We've sort of been trying to figure out how to navigate this, you know, especially with On Call Live and stuff. So you can go ahead and go to our Facebook page. That's On Call with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. And you will find you'll find all of our, what do you call this?
Past episodes
of On Call Live, in case there's this On Call void in your heart now, right?
Yeah.
But we will be doing a lot more purely audio episodes of On Call. And yeah. We would love to know what you guys want to hear as well. Who else do you want us to guest? Did you like Pao? What did you like about Pao? What would you have liked to hear more about Pao, right?
So we can bring him back.
So we can bring him back totally. We can call some of the people that he trolls. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's do it.
That was so funny, dude. That was so funny. I can't believe all the caps and stuff. He did in that radio program what he does in On Call, right? Like
he'll talk in all caps, and you know, he'll say, I love it. Like, I hate the new normal.
I love it.
I guess if there's one thing to like about the new normal, it's people like Pao, right? Like, he makes life kind of
bearable.
So yeah, and with that, thank you for being a part of On Call.
Thank you guys for listening. Until the next episode,
we'll see you soon. Oh wait, shoot. Let's plug our social media, shall we?
Oh yeah. Right.
You can follow us online. It's at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jaco De Leon for me.
At Danny Moini for me.
And follow at On Call with JJD on Facebook and Instagram as well. Danny, you're going to beat us out, right? Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Wait. And one last thing. And every Wednesday at 8 p.m., we do have an On Call Live on Facebook with Justin Jaco.
On Call Live.
Justin Jaco, Danny, and Inca.
And Inca.
So if you listen to Inca's podcast, which is Sleeping Pill, then she's with us on Wednesdays. And it's a great live show. It's a free flow show.
A little bit of feminine energy.
Yeah.
In our masculine world.
Feminine energy.
And with that, Danny, I guess you should beat us out.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
On Call.
With Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
Goodbye, everybody.